Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's Thursday, July 8th, 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Joining us is icon David Icke to give us his take on global government's move to abolish borders and national sovereignty worldwide with illegal immigration. He'll also give us his unique take on the oil spill and, of course, the open announcements of devaluing the dollar and world government now being out in the open. David Icke, love him or hate him, he's always intriguing and informative, and we appreciate him joining us in the third hour today. Sheriff Richard Mack, hadn't had him on in about a year. Mack told the New York Times that he came on this radio show and suddenly got speaking engagements all over the country, and that supercharged the awakening in the nation to the fact that sheriffs can trump the power of the out-of-control federal government in their counties. And I'm not tooting our horn here. I'm tooting our listeners' horn for getting the word out about the important work of Sheriff Richard Mack and 10th Amendment nullification of out-of-control federal government, not just at the statehouse level, but at the county level. Things are backwards in many states under federal grants. The cities are absorbing the counties and absorbing the county sheriffs. This is completely unconstitutional and illegal, and it is butt backwards. They have a different term they use out in Texas, but surely you have the same term in your area, but I won't use it here. Children listening. But it is completely 180 degrees twisted from the way it should be, and we'll be discussing that in the Tea Parties and the Patriot Movement, and get an update with Sheriff Richard Mack coming up in the last hour of the transmission today. Now, that said, I am going to open the phones up in the first 2 hours, and I'm going to cover economic news, oil spill news, and police state news up until the bottom of the hour. But I want to note here now that I'm going to cover this information at the bottom of the hour, and I'm just underlining it, highlighting it, putting an exclamation point behind it, that is so important. And everything we cover here is important. But you know, a couple times a week I will just say, attention, attention, attention. Can I please get your particular focus on what I'm about to go over? I want to briefly, as I can, but there's so much detail and everything, I tend to go off down rabbit trails because it's such a big picture, give you briefly the State of the Union and the state of the globalist attack on our republic and other formerly sovereign nations, and where we stand right now in our fight against these people, and the most important battles, as I see it, that we face as a society going forward. And then we will go to your phone calls in the latter part of the hour and for the full second hour. And then we've got David Icke joining us and Sheriff Richard Mack. But I will tell you what I'm going to be covering also has to deal with high treason. And I don't just put a video out like I did yesterday that's posted up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and also on the Alex Jones YouTube channel. I don't just put a video out charging Obama with high treason to have a shocking headline. This is the essence of high treason, and I'm going to define the definition from the Encyclopedia Britannica of high treason. And it's a big deal to call a sitting president a traitor or to actually indict him publicly in the court of public opinion for high treason. But if this isn't high treason, nothing is. This is the very essence of classical high treason. High treason at its base is opening a castle drawbridge to an enemy army. That is the essential archetypal example of it, and that's exactly what this globalist criminal, this enemy traitor, has done. We'll be right back.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Obama commits act of high treason, sides with foreign power against the United States. That's the headline up at InfoWars.com. And PrisonPlanet.com. And that dovetails with the Washington Post, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Utah, and many other states, I would add, may follow Arizona's lead on immigration law. This is such a central issue. This is a lot bigger than just immigration. This is the state saying, can we nullify what this out-of-control federal government's doing that's been seized by offshore banks? Because if we can take the states back, we can save this country and we can bring down the New World Order, and the United States will no longer be an engine of global domination. And we will not have to pay the bill for the New World Order's criminal operations. This is so important. And I would just add that, ladies and gentlemen, we are having breakthroughs with my radio show, my news websites, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, that are unprecedented in the history of the Patriot movement. Our information has achieved critical mass and has blasted through to an entirely new level thanks to you, the listeners, spreading the word and getting the information out. And that is why the heavens have opened up with longtime friends, people we've promoted, people showing themselves as federal operatives and as just egomaniacs that are jealous of our success. telling more and more just insane lies to replace the old. Because when you are over the target, you're going to get the flack. And when you're number one, in the pole position in the Indy 500, people that were in the race for the wrong reasons, they're going to start trying to play dirty tricks. And we are rejoicing here in my office. We are celebrating the fact that mainstream media, governments, the State Department, the Pentagon, are all putting out press releases attacking us. Foreign media is putting out press releases attacking us. That isn't working, so they've got fake alternative media and shysters and scammers and weirdos and nuts and schizophrenics and operatives and COINTELPRO all firing on us at once, making up new, more insane gibberish by the minute. And this means that we are really having a big effect. I mean, I can see it with my limited perspective here, but I don't have over-the-horizon vision like the government does with their NSA snooping and their cumulative algorithm of future predicting computers. And they are in red alert. I mean, to have some of those powerful institutions in the world honing in on yours truly, and to have Bilderberg Group members like David Frum attacking me weekly in international publications, and to be taking frontline assaults from every angle, that means we are really hurting them. Just like when they lied and said Rand Paul said get rid of the Civil Rights Act. He was going, excuse me, hold on, I can't hear you. Yes. No, I'm not for getting rid of the Civil Rights Act. But they said his yes while they were answering the question because he said the satellite, had a big delay on it. That was the proof. Even though he said, no, I don't agree with that, they ran with that hoax. Just like when they thought Ron Paul was going to win the nomination in 2007-08, they demonized him. And it had the effect at the time of hamstringing him, but it didn't matter because the transmission had been sent out. We're not going to have instant victory in this. And the fact that they're attacking yours truly as much or more than they're attacking Rand Paul, what does that tell you? It tells you that the information covered on this radio broadcast is scaring the New World Order. I mean, I am putting out videos that are seen by hundreds of millions of people in the aggregate. Hundreds and hundreds of millions of people. I can cut any 5-minute YouTube video I want, and it'll have 300,000 views in a month, some in a day. Obama deception, more than 25 million views just on YouTube and Google alone. You don't think that isn't scaring them? And I just put my life in the hands of Christ, my Savior. And I just, my fate is in God's hands. I will tell you that right now. But my life has had value. My life has had real meaning. My life has affected the lives of hundreds of millions of people and helped unlock their minds. I have been used, just like many of you have been used, in the important work, the transcendent work, it's so important, of unlocking people's minds to this beast system. And it is just such a great feeling to be attacked and persecuted and lied about. And I just thank God that he opened my eyes when I was so young. And I thank God for giving me my great family who helped raise me for the work I've done and the work that I've got coming ahead. And I am thankful for this mission. And I am thankful for whatever happens to me. I don't tell God what I want. I ask God to take me and use me for his will. And I need your prayers, though, ladies and gentlemen, and I need your prayers for providence that we be able to carry out this important work, because it's stated over and over again in the Bible, and history has shown it, that it's not enough for good men to stand up and do the right thing. They need people praying for them, and they need people asking God to breathe life into that mission with that providence. Because God says when we join together, it is unstoppable. So I salute all of you in the work you've done. The globalists are now afraid. We have bloodied them. They've bloodied us as well. But they know we've got the gleam in our eye. They know we've got the electricity in our fist. They know we've got the strength. They know our backs are rigid and energized. They know that. They know we found our backbone. They know we found our legs. They know we're grinding our teeth and jutting our jaw out, and that we're committed, that we're past being angry, and we're committed like heat-seeking missiles that are dedicated to destroying this new world order. And it is such an amazing thing, my friends, to have the, some of the most powerful people in the world and some of the most powerful publications in the world openly attacking us and saying we're dangerous, because we are, because we have the truth and we carry that truth in our hearts and souls, and the enemy knows it. So don't be afraid, ladies and gentlemen. Realize that great trials and tribulations are upon us, and they're only going to intensify with the nanotech and the genetic engineering and the nuclear weapons and the advanced technologies and robotics and wars and surveillance and cashless societies. But this, what we're going into, is the great test of our mettle. It is the great test of our generation. Our generation is now facing the greatest test that our ancestors could have ever imagined. We are seeing things unfold that have been foretold for eons. We are living in a legendary time. And what we do will shape the future course and destiny of this species in our future in this universe. This is an opportunity that is unspeakably important. I get chills up my spine thinking about what we face, the mind control, the genetic manipulation, the poisoning of the water, the food, the fact that you can just look at the public and see how they've been poisoned. Those of us struggling through the poison are doing it just purely from a spiritual level, I more and more realize. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper when it is God's will. But it's also God's will that many of us will be struck down, will be tortured, will be smashed. But what matters is not he that can kill the body, but he that can kill the soul. And I've got one life to live. I'm alive one time in this universe, one time on this planet, orbiting a sun. Look at the majesty and mystery and beauty and creation all around you. And I am not going to have my one life not count. I am not going to have my one chance to truly be a good human being and love God and love goodness be destroyed. And I know that you don't want to be destroyed as well. You don't want to be part of this evil worldly system. And none of us are perfect. None of us have all the answers, but our hearts are right. Our hearts are right. And that is what is important at the end of the day. Look at King David. You know, he once sent off one of his main captains to be killed in the battle because he was lusting after the man's wife. He basically put somebody in a position that he knew would get him killed. That's how elites do it. BP gave Halliburton and Anadarko and others orders that they knew would cause the well to blow up. There's your false flag right there. But King David sent that man off, but after he was killed, he truly repented. And he truly was sorry, and God saw his heart and said, David, you're a man after my own heart. And that's what matters, is that we not be cowards and that we be willing to put our lives on the line to face tyranny, and that we be willing to be laughed at and made fun of and persecuted by lesser people to get that message out to those who are good and do have good hearts and who it's our mission to reach out to. It isn't your mission to be supported or loved. It is your mission to go out and find the people that do want to hear the truth and who do have an ear to hear. There are many people that have eyes and ears, but they cannot see, they cannot hear. They are not meant to hear. They are blinded. It is their destiny. Their destiny. To be with the world, to be of the flesh, to be of their father, the devil. But it is many of our destinies to stand against tyranny in this important time. And make no mistake, ladies and gentlemen, this is a spiritual battle. And you can feel it in your gut right now. Many of you have chills going up and down your spine because you are in touch with God. You are in touch with the Holy Spirit. You know the truth. Those out there laughing, they are blocked off from it. So to the fool, this is all funny, but there are no atheists in foxholes, and we are all in a psychological foxhole right now, It's time to come out of the foxhole and fight the New World Order. I'm going to hit financial news when we come back. Then I'm getting into the state of the fight against the New World Order and high treason by criminals and government. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog.
Wow.
Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain clog past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull.
Wow.
You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain clog has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drain. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
The Drain Claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The Drain Claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the Drain Claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the Drain Claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit HerbalHealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
There's a woman in the night. She's got a baby in her hands. Yeah, she just throws it in the trash can and goes out whoring again, and the baby dies. Yeah, there's one more kid that'll never have dreams, never grow up, never get to go to school. Meanwhile, the sickening, degenerate government flies in the cocaine, the heroin. They get caught constantly. It's all over the news. Nobody gets in trouble. So they just come out and say, okay, we're growing it. By the way, we're going to run checkpoints with the Army searching your car looking for it. This is ridiculous. And this all ends when the public wakes up and repents and says, I'm sorry, God. I'm sorry I've been so decadent and have let evil take over. But a lot of you aren't going to do that. You're going to sit around and laugh and joke and keep, okay, fine. But understand, everything you're going to see unfold is a direct response to the fact that you laid down. You lay down devils, and the bodies of men are going to run all over you. That's the way history always works. Understand that. Here's some of the news. It's just amazing. You can see them setting the U.S. up for fall now. You can see them setting up the implosion, all these countless headlines every day about, I guess we are in a depression. We went from being in a recovery to a depression overnight. Gee, the offshore banks need tens of trillions more. There'll be an even bigger depression. And then the IMF and World Bank, both consortiums of the private banking families, the ones who've engineered all this, sold the derivatives, took over our governments, lobbied to get rid of the laws against derivatives. They've engineered the entire system on record. They're the ones that get all the new power out of an imploding dollar and other currencies. They come out in the French news agency today. IMF presses U.S. to cut debt. What did we see last week? The U.N. said, oh, it's time to devalue the dollar and get rid of it as a world reserve currency, and we'll go to a basket of currencies, but that basket is controlled, and their prices are set by this new international group that you pay your taxes to, and they'll have a digital currency above that that backs up the SDR. I mean, this is it. In the words of Herman Von Rumpy, global governance. IMF presses U.S. to cut debt. International Monetary Fund on Thursday urged the United States to rein in its ballooning budget deficit without putting the modest economic recovery at risk. Oh, it's modest. The central challenge is to develop a credible fiscal strategy to ensure that the public debt is put and is seen to be put on a sustainable path without putting the recovery in jeopardy, IMF said in a report. You got to love it. It's like somebody comes over and cuts your legs off and then says, gee, buddy, you ought to get up off the ground. I heard a farmer with the analogy, you know, the government breaks a cow's legs and then it's flopping around in the mud and they make fun of the cow because it can't walk. I mean, this is the very group preying on our country that's basically overthrown it, whose system is to go into countries, give them loans, have the countries not pay back the loans, and then take the nation over. And the loans are just made up digital numbers. Look at this. China rules out nuclear option on T-bills, Financial Times of London. China has delivered a qualified vote of confidence in the dollar and the U.S. financial markets, ruling out a nuclear option of dumping its holdings of U.S. government debt accumulated over the last decade. But then they go on to say they're moving away from the dollar, though. It's going to be a gradual. But the State Administration of Foreign Exchange, which administers China's $2,450 billion in reserves, the largest in the world, also called on Washington and other governments to pursue responsible economic policies. The statement on Wednesday, one of a series of that they've issued in recent days, is an apparent effort to address criticism about its lack of transparency, also played down the chances of China making major further investments in gold, which is another deceptive statement. 2 months ago, they said they weren't going to buy more gold than they did. Just, it's all deception. And the articles, of course, continue down the line here. Here's a really scary article out of the New York Times, and they've got one every day. This is by Jeff Sommer. A market forecast that says take cover with the stock market lurching again. Plenty of investors are nervous, and some are downright bearish. That's where Robert Prechter, the market forecaster and social theorist, who is another league entirely. Mr. Prechter is convinced that we have entered a market decline of staggering proportions, perhaps the biggest in the last 300 years. And then he goes into how he has all these charts and graphs and computer programs that show it, and that it's all part of the market. every day the New York Times tells you it's just part of the market. No one did this. The bankers have a plan. Let them take over. They've got a plan.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Coming up, early in the next hour, I'm going to cover the fact that internal Raytheon documents call the National Security Agency take over the Internet a Big Brother spying system. The Wall Street Journal has reported on the secretive Perfect Citizen program, where corporations and the government are dividing up the takeover of the Internet and surveilling the public, and that the NSA has already built these hubs all over the nation. Basically everything I told you in the last 5 years. Well, I mean, you read Internet too. It's the same in Europe, the United States, Australia, China. They're all doing it. The top corporations of the country with the government come in and take control and start spying, and the government pays them to do it, and then they start shutting down the big corporations' competition on the web. That's the way it's always been. But here it is in the Wall Street Journal today. No longer any doubt. It's gone completely viral. It is all over the news. It's been the top story for 2 days on Drudge, and they can't hide it anymore. In fact, PrisonPlanet.com's got an article reporting Lieberman's Internet kill switch bill hits roadblock. because of citizen protest and even corporations pointing out that this is the government fully taking control of the web. Here's another one. Report NSA creating spy system to monitor domestic infrastructure. And, of course, they say it's to protect power plants. Power plants aren't hooked to the Internet, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, yes, they've got Internet in them, but they're not hooked to it. It's just they prey on people's ignorance. So I'm going to cover that later. I mean, did you just think I got up here in the last 5 years or longer and exposed Internet too? This has all been a charted global corporate plan. The CFR called for it 2 years ago. They've handed the plan off to government, and they've been building the NSA hub for at least the last four. Big, giant NSA complexes, as big or bigger than Fort Meade, all over the country, running everything through it. And they've got in the Cybersecurity Act where every high schooler in the nation will have to be trained by the feds and accredited to be spy warriors online, flagging anti-government things, countering anti-government lies, fighting hackers, that means hacking people. That's Rahm Emanuel's national security state, his domestic army. And it goes on to say all Internet service providers, all people that work with computers and ISPs of 100 customers or more, that's basically every ISP in the country, there are very few that have less than 100 customers, you will be federally licensed and go through a federally approved course to be able to have a job, and then government-approved FCC hardware will be put throughout the chain of the Internet, including our computers, watching everything we do and gatekeeping. This is all announced. This is all admitted. This is way past Big Brother, way past 1984, way past Communist China. The good news is it's all over the news now, and they are not going to get away with this without a false flag. So Kurt Nemo, what, a year ago, wrote a great article where he detailed and found some Pentagon statements at a cybersecurity function. It's long before they ever passed the law. They've already built it. I've got stuff from the early 90s about Homeland Security being set up through Northcom. Both weren't officially set up till after 9/11. You got to love it how these people operate. They've always got it built, beta tested, in line before they even tell the sheeple about it. I remember Kurt's article. In fact, we got to pull that up. I forget the headline where he had the quotes from this web-streamed meeting with generals and colonels and the Air Force and how all the agencies and the Pentagon is going to control the Internet and how they were simulating attacks on themselves to, quote, know how to fight against it. And it was very thinly veiled because these guys like to talk about how we're dumb slaves right in front of us, about how they were going to attack themselves as a pretext to get more funds and take the web over. And you better believe that they're going to attack the Internet, Obama or the next president will activate the kill switch and fix the Internet. It was only down for 3 days. Thank God they'd have had this or it'd have been down forever. Yeah, you civil libertarians are idiots. Good thing we had it. And then that sets the precedent. I mean, I know how their brains work, ladies and gentlemen. And you watch, that's exactly what's going to happen. And, of course, by then you won't be watching me on YouTube or Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. That's not going to be allowed, not after America got hit by Al-Qaeda with a nuke, Al-Qaeda working for Iran, not after what happened in Chicago, not after what happened in Manhattan. Tens of thousands died. How dare you people say the government did it? We've got to give all our money to offshore banks and have all these wars. Thank God the government's there spying on us, though. It's so good. Oh, yeah. I mean, look, the only card they've got is nukes and wars and oil leaks. And they're going to pull out every stop you can imagine. They want to make you bankrupt so you lick their government boots real good because they're all on a short lease to these offshore corporations. They're a bunch of arrogant people that have gotten away with whatever they want, and they aren't going to let you get out of their clutches. They're going to squat on top of you and have their way with you, they think. They think. Now I want to succinctly get into the state of our republic and the state of the fight to restore the republic and save our society. The globalists have analyzed every possible peaceful avenue that we, the people of this republic and other nations, have to take our governments back. And in the United States, it is the 10th, 9th, and 11th Amendment. It is the power of the states. It is the Constitution and Bill of Rights, narrowly defining the three powers of the federal government and binding that federal government through a separation of powers in the federalist system. And they know the number one just, honorable, American way to handle this espionage, this global corporate espionage. That's all it is. They've come in. They've bought off the government. They've got dirt on the government. They've got their people, after the last 60-plus years of takeover, into almost all the regulatory positions in the bureaucracy. They don't have to get elected there. They're in a revolving door between the Fortune 100 and the bureaucracy. So that's why they're transferring all the power to the unelected bureaucracy, not even the executive. Washington is seized. For all intents and purposes, it is ceremonial. If you're real like Ron Paul or Rand Paul, they will demonize you 24/7. But they know that they can dominate governors, they can dominate committee chairmen, but more and more they're losing control of legislatures. That's where the people have a chance. And if the public figures that out, and if we start getting 55 to 60% turnouts for state elections, like we've been seeing for the dog and pony show presidential elections, when you usually, what, have 20% turnout on average for state elections, 8% for local, look at the national averages. 22% state, 8% local. It varies. It's in the mid-50s for presidential elections. What, 58% turnout for Barry Sotaro and the other guy, McShame, McTrader. So all of this is happening. And they've analyzed it, and they know that's the remedy the founders gave us. They know that's the main path. There are other paths, and we should fight on those simultaneously. This is a multi-front, three-dimensional, full-spectrum war. And you fight them at any level, it hurts them. You expose them at any level, it hurts them. In fact, randomness is important in this. It's just all of you acting in different directions in different ways, but also hitting in the same direction on key areas. That's unstoppable. Every person you wake up, every person you expose the truth, every corrupt thug you stand up to, every time you speak up, whether five people hear it or 100,000, it's devastating. The act of resistance is victory. They want to drive the fight out of us. They want to break us. They want to dominate us. They want to force their will on us. That's why they humiliate us, which is outlandish. The government admitting they take your baby's blood secretly for DNA databases at birth. The government admitting they put poison in your water. The government admitting they're growing the opium. The government admitting they've done all these things. They just want to overwhelm you where you just give up. Well, in psychological torture tests with monkeys and dogs, you may be able to shock them and torture them and drive them into catatonic submission. But Homo sapiens are different, and they happen to know that you've got areas in your brain you can turn on where none of this stuff works on you. You understand? We're not a dog, and we're not a rhesus monkey, ladies and gentlemen. We're Homo sapiens sapien that envisioned the atomic bomb in 1900. That's a species destined to colonize deep space. That's a species that has value. That's a species that's powerful. Why do you think they chemically poison you every day through the air, food, and water? They're trying to suppress you. There's no way they'd have gotten away with this with Americans 60 years ago, pre-fluoridation. Now they're accelerating the poisoning to keep you down. It's not going to work. Get yourself as clean as you can. Shake yourself out of the mind-controlled malaise you're under. Look into your gut. Look into your psyche. Look at the facts. You know what you're hearing here is true, is veritas. And the system doesn't like it, because they can feel their fall coming. They can feel the energy stirring. Once you tap into that inexorable strength that God gave us And once you set your will against these people and fully commit, you can hear the howls of fear and anguish and the gnashing and the weeping and wailing of our enemies. So they know that the 10th Amendment move through the states is their undoing. And they can't stand the fact that more than 30 states have already passed or are passing 10th and 9th Amendment resolutions, pointing out the feds are taking too much state money, involved in things that are clearly unconstitutional, like what kids are going to eat at lunch, or what you can do on your own land, or federalizing police, or having troops run checkpoints. And remember, the Tennessee governor last year said, don't have military checkpoints shutting down highways, and the military just went ahead and did it. Well, that governor should have stood up and said no and gone and should have marched out there with a state guard and told the state police, arrest these men. I mean, that's what America is all about, ladies and gentlemen. But the point is these resolutions mean something because the states are declaring, hey, you're out of control. And then as the feds, who are really globalist, they're just instruments of this foreign corporate takeover, as they get more and more outlandish, it will point out to people how criminal and traitorous and treacherous and seditious the federal government's become. I mean, if you work for the federal government, in much of what you do, it is an act of sedition, of unconstitutional criminality. I mean, what you're doing, if you read what the founding fathers said, they called for people to be hung by the neck until dead for what many of you have done. I'm not calling for that. I say you can be exiled. I say, you know, send you to Alba like Napoleon, because I think, you know, executing people can lead to things like we saw with the French Revolution. You can get a tyranny worse than what you had. And that's why the founders just talked about executing people and did exile folks. But I want to get this out on the table here, that Arizona is an essential fight because other states are watching Arizona and they're following suit, and the media has engaged in a hoax. I've read the bill. I've read the sections on air. You can go read it. It is a word-for-word copy of the federal bill, of federal law. It just changes to the state, and it states after first contact for no seatbelt, drunk driving, a domestic dispute, whatever the case is, just like they ask a citizen, may I see your ID? They don't give it. It's probable cause. They're an illegal alien. Take them to jail. You know, I know a lot of Austinites that are in Texas buying cars from Mexicans that have foreign plates on them, and you're literally God. You don't pay the toll roads. Cops don't pull you over. You're completely left alone. I know some other friends who go, well, we'll just make our own little fake license plates and, you know, say we're sovereign citizens. Huh, they see something in English they don't recognize. They pull you over, take you to jail instantly. You can only put a Mexican plate on your car, and then you are literally, literally invisible. That's because it's key to break up the country. It's key to bring in the North American Union. Read the SPP documents. Security Prosperity Partnership. It says we're going to use border crises to bring in North American integration. And what does Obama say to Senator Kyle? I can't fix the mass murder and death on the border because I've got to use that to get amnesty passed, which isn't going to stop all the crime and drug smuggling and the rest of it. And the poor immigrants coming across being fed on by coyotes and crooks on both sides. So they've got to have this. That's why the Associated Press 3 years ago reported, oh, how good it was. Look, we talked to these different bank heads of major U.S. banks. It says they give loans to illegals with no credit or no ID. Isn't that sweet? Local banks around here take one thing, matricula, that you can get out of a Cracker Jack box. Anyone can go get fake matricula cards from the Mexican consulates and missions. And then just go in and get whatever you want, because it's part of a globalist plan, a globalist operation. It is absolutely essential to their takeover program to complete this. And if Arizona falls, if the feds are able to come in and block Arizona, and you've got treacherous cities like Phoenix and Tucson and others saying, oh, well, we're sanctuary cities, we're going to. And in those cities, I've watched the city council hearings. The illegals tear down American flags, run up Mexican flags, beat people up, attack cars. and they're given a green light. The cops stand down because that's a protected group because they're essential in bringing the republic down. Of course, our government finances their enslavement in Mexico. They're only being used as a weapon. Period. That's all that's happening here. And when we come back from this quick break, I'm going to briefly get into the high treason issue. But the state of the Patriot movement is strong. We found our fighting spirit. We found our legs. We found our spine. We found the red blood coursing through our veins. Black, white, Hispanic, old, young are rediscovering liberty. They're rediscovering the fact that all we've got is this republic. America isn't perfect, but it's the best thing out there. And the globalists want to remove our Bill of Rights and Constitution because it's an obstacle to them. America's going into high-tech bondage, but we've got a chance at the state level to beat them and beat them big time and to not be intimidated by them and to not let their name-calling get to us. And to just go in and take our counties and cities and states back at every level. Every one of you in those positions is on the front lines resisting this tyranny.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Watching what happens in our republic. Mexico, with its incredibly impressive anti-immigrant laws, putting people in forced labor camps, torturing them, extorting their families. Mexico admits this is their policy, but we've got to keep our border open. We've got to give free health care. People come in, have their babies, have it all paid for as citizens go bankrupt. But don't worry, once they fully bankrupted America, They're still going to have open borders. It's just that all the nations are going to be just like Mexico. They use poverty as a weapon. Now, I wanted to read to you the definition of high treason. Because what the federal government is doing makes it illegitimate. It is not the federal government. It is openly a group of criminal traitors, by the definition, those aren't just words, who are engaging in the classic act of lowering the drawbridge for the enemy to come in by night, or giving the passcodes to the enemy so that they can make it past the sentries and take over the castle or the city or the encampment. That is high treason. Here is the definition of high treason from the dictionary. You can also look it up in the encyclopedia. Participating in a war against one's country. This is high treason. You know, it's treason to give an enemy some information outside of wartime, but America isn't a war against the globalist. We are under military attack by Mexico and the drug gangs. And what is the president doing? He's aiding them. This is classic high treason. Participating in a war against one's country, attempting to overthrow its government. What's the North American Union? High treason. That's a new form of government. That's overthrowing your government. Spying on its military. What do they do, giving all our secrets to the UN and China and Israel and everybody else? Spying on its military, its diplomats, or its secret services for a hostile and foreign power, or attempting to kill its head of state, and perhaps the best-known examples of high treason. High treason is considered a serious offense and carries the death penalty in some countries. But the most archetypal example is giving the passcode so that enemies can come and give the passcode so that the drawbridge is lowered, so that elite troops can then come through the drawbridge, kill the guards on the other side, and open the fortress up to being taken. This is high treason. Suing the state of Arizona when all they're trying to do is protect themselves and over 80 miles of the state has fallen to Mexico. There are federal signs saying, don't go down this highway, don't go in this national park, with farmers and ranchers being killed, with half of the jails being filled, half people in the jails being illegal aliens, sheriffs begging for help and SOSs, and they don't have National Guard for the border. No, they've got it for New York State searching citizens for guns, and they've got National Guard to guard the poppy fields in Afghanistan, and they put it on television. They think we're so dumb. Oh, just tell them we grow the opium. The dumb public won't put two and two together that they're shipping it in, or that we keep it illegal to keep the prices up. Yeah, there's nothing these idiots won't buy. Do you see that congressman when they asked Bernanke where the trillions went, and Bernanke told him to go fly a kite? Let's take everything. These people are complete morons. Hey, what's that little crackhead we got? Obama, that little Harvard CIA guy, that Chicago mobster. Yeah, we got so much dirt on him, there's nothing he won't do. Yeah, we'll just have him sue Arizona, violating the 11th Amendment, which says you can't sue a state. The feds can't. Especially, it goes on, if it's on behalf of a foreign power or alien. Yeah, those dumb public don't know how to read Article 11. They don't know how to read the 11th Amendment. This is high treason, and we've got a video and a story up on InfoWars.com, and I want you to push out viral to everyone. Let's expose this person for high treason. I put my John Hancock on it. Get the article. Give it out to everybody.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.